It's 75 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 on what is likely to be a very summery and hot day. Lawmakers are working with nonprofit and community leaders to get inactive Tennessee voters to the polls before they are dropped from the rolls. Under state law, voters who don't cast a ballot for up to 4 years are labeled inactive. If the voter takes no action for another 2 federal election cycles or 4 years, they're removed from the voter rolls. Channel 2 reports that State Representative Justin Pearson helped launch Activate TN in April. The initiative's purpose is to inform inactive voters of their status and encourage them to vote in the August primary so they won't be purged. Tennessee has long struggled with voter turnout, having the worst voter turnout in the country in 2022. There are currently 740,000 inactive voters in the state. There's a piece of infrastructure in downtown Nashville that's about to go away. When it does, there may not be any clues left from one chapter in our city's transportation history. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez brings us this story from Curious Nashville.
It was brief, but do you remember when WeGo had a fleet of electric buses giving free rides in downtown? One listener wonders, whatever happened to those? To answer, let's go to the beginning. I was there in 2015 when officials stepped aboard for their first ride. It's quiet on the new bus, almost too quiet.
One went by me, and I'm like, I couldn't. You could hear the tires rolling on the ground. That was essentially the discernible sound. So.
And I went on. The buses looked sleek, charged in minutes, super smooth acceleration, zero emissions. The mayor at the time called them the ultimate. They ran for just 6 years. The city ended those routes, and then the bus maker went bankrupt. Without reliable servicing, R9 buses became obsolete, similar in other cities. But the charging stations have lingered. It turns out WeGo recently removed one and is about to take out the other. Soon, the last trace of those EV buses will be as invisible as they were quiet. Tony Gonzalez, WPLN News.
You can ask your question and explore our voluminous Curious Nashville back catalog at WPLN.org/curious. North Nashville residents are helping reshape one of the city's most historic neighborhoods through a series of community engagement events. On Saturday, the Jefferson Street Corridor Study hosted an open house at Hadley Park Community Center. The study was launched last year, and it's part of the Choose How You Move initiative, which aims to improve the city's sidewalks, signals, service, and safety. Jefferson Street was once the center of Black culture and commerce before being divided by I-40 in the 1960s. News Channel 5 reports that business owners, faith leaders, and residents are on the study's community advisory board. Another panel discussion is being held tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at Pleasant Green Baptist Church. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.